Good afternoon. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know I just love being here, sharing this time with you where we can touch one another, exchange some ideas, have fun, learn something. All right. And because it is the Christmas season, yesterday, if you didn't listen in on the show and pick it up, I had the Christmas story, which was positively beautiful. And what that was about is it was Mother Mary's response to bringing in the Christ child. And she talks about her pregnancy and what it meant to her. In other words, it was the personal aspect of being the mother. And so that particular story, you can listen in the archives. But if you want to see it written out, it's at my website, www.cosmicconnections.com, and that's CosmicConnections. So there's two C's in there. I read that every year because I think it is just something so special, and I think you will enjoy it, too, if you haven't heard it. Now, from the same site is something from Mother Mary, and she talks about the feminine aspect, and that is under the title of She Has Many Names. And so for those of you who might be interested in the divine feminine coming back to humanity, she has some very interesting thoughts about that. We're here at the BBS, of course. This is a call-in show. For those of you who haven't been here before, we read the Akashic Records that is found in the center of the cosmos. So if you have some questions about your journey of soul, where you've been, what you did, what your mission is this time around, you can give me a call. We can read from that. We also read from the Earth History Records. There's a part of my mind that actually goes down into the core of the earth. It's kind of interesting because what they show me is like a filing cabinet. I guess that's just to get around my human side, you know. And so if I have a question about the earth, that's where they send me. I go through what looks like a tunnel down into the core, and they show me what filing cabinet to open up with the answer that concerns the earth. So we have a lot of options for you, dear friends. And call in. This is only an hour show. Goes by so fast. So if you have a thought that you want us to follow and answer, call in early. And we had a caller who actually thought that was a good idea. And your name?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Carolyn. I just wanted to tell you thank you for taking my call, and I just love everything that you do. I appreciate you so much.
You know, it is such joy to hear that. You know, a friend told me one time, it takes such a little thing to make someone really happy. And, you know, those words of appreciation and joy really does things for people. It certainly makes me feel wonderful. And while we're talking about it and you reminded me of, you know, gratitude, what gratitude is, yeah. Those out there who are hearing us, think of someone that you love and show them a word of appreciation. It'll come back to you, trust me. So what can we do for you, Joy?
Well, I am really interested in finding out if I have any relation in past lives with the Native American side of things. I've been told that I have a shaman as one of my guides, guardian angel, actually, I guess, and that I have wolves really strongly associated with me. And so I've always been drawn, ever since I was very, very young, to Native American culture. And so I'm just wondering if that has any significance with my past, and I'd love to know. I've got so much flowing into my brain now with regards to my path and what
Julie,
I'm to do.
My darling, I will open up the records for you, of course, and I will read from them. And it is my great pleasure to do so. But something that the masters have been about when people call in on conference calls and we have the masters join us and they work with us, one of the things that they are bringing forth is to help people get that information themselves. And I believe you are the one who is ready to open to that. So I will read the records for you, but let's try, if you're willing, to open up your perspective, your consciousness, and see if we can get some answers from it. What do you think?
I think that's cool. I'm open, lady.
I know you're open, and that's why I'm here with my little key turning the lock. So here's what I want you to do. You asked a question. Do I have American Indian experience in my background? And I want you just to sit here quietly. I'm holding the space for you. And what I mean by that is, energetically, I am able to sort of like put my foot in the door in this dimension, hold a space so that you can fly with your own freedom and be encouraged, be impressed with some of these thoughts from your past. So I want you to ask yourself, first of all, before you ask yourself that question, I want you to go to your third eye, Julie.
Okay.
And I want you to see what, tell me what you see there. There, you should see a face. Tell me what you see. It is connected to your question.
I see a woman's face. She's got very strong features, very square jawed.
Does she have anything on her forehead or around her head?
Yes, she has a, she's got like a medallion, a beaded medallion on her forehead.
Mm-hmm. And you know that she is you, don't you?
Yeah, I'm getting that really strong. Wow.
Isn't this cool?
This is so cool.
Isn't this better than me opening the records and telling you? Okay, my darling, now let's ask another question. You see her there in front of you.
Yes.
And take a look down now as you've seen her face. Kind of see if you can go down and see what she is wearing. Just scan down a little. Tell me what you see.
I see beaded moccasins. I see, I'm holding a feather, it's wrapped and to my right hand, holding a it's a like prayer feathers. I see a sash, the tails of a sash around my waist, and I have shells on my beaded shells attached to the top of my dress.
Now, see, if I would have opened up the records and told you that, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun as it's your seeing her, isn't it? So let me ask you, Joy, did you think that you could do this?
I wasn't sure. I was really unsure.
Okay, this is your time, my darling, to be walking into your mastery. That's why we're doing this little demonstration for you.
I was told that this was the day before I called you.
But see, we don't want you just to be told. We want you to be able to find these mysteries out yourself.
Right, right.
And that's very important for you right now.
Yes.
Because you need to be opening yourself up to, like I said, your own mastery. Now, this individual is very important to you. Now, ask her the question, why is she important to you now? Tell me what she says.
I get, I'm to move into my power. That's what I get, I'm to move into my power.
That's right, you're to move into your power. This is what we're saying, moving into your mastery. And she is there to help you. So what do you think you're going to do with this help now?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work, you know, with angels. I'm learning how to connect with the angels and with God. And I've had a huge turning point in my life with my health. And I spoke with you before regarding my heart. And I've also spoken with Charlene McNeil, who I love also very much as I love you. And I just feel like things are flowing into my life now, and I'm to take this knowledge and share it. All of the things that we're learning on the conference calls, the soul journey of Yeshua and the truth.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love it. I absolutely love it because all my life I've had this intellectual relationship with God that was so stifling and so fearful. And these past few months, my whole life has changed, and I'm going to get real emotional here, but...
Now, you go right ahead. Just grab your box of Kleenex.
Yeah, but it's like God's opened up the whole... It's like he's opened the book, and my husband and I are going in a completely different direction, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's confusing, but it's just beautiful, and I keep getting these feelings that, you know, he and I have always been very drawn to the Native American culture, and we want to get back to that much more. I just feel extremely drawn, strongly, and so I want to know the direction. You know, I have a feeling, you know, like I've just I'm in the process of creating two new blogs on the internet because I've been teaching internet marketing, and this has sent me in a whole different direction now. And I want to be able to share all of this information with as many people as it resonates with.
Well, a couple things, dear.
Yeah.
You see, she came forth today for you, not because I'm here to assist you to find her, but she was very powerful. And what do you think that medallion meant?
I think I'm not sure if she's a medicine woman, but she has some type of a status, some type of a power in, you know.
Of course she was a medicine woman. That is her symbol of her power. And you have access to that. This is why she is there, and she would like for you to meditate, to work with her, and she will work with you, help bringing in information.
Awesome.
See, this is why you're feeling the way you're feeling.
And my heart's beating really fast.
Now, you see, what you do is she is going to connect with you and help you to bring in the Native American past, because humanity needs to be getting back again to that simple way of existing where there is harmony between the Creator, between humankind, and between the Earth.
Yes.
And you see, what I'm seeing when we discuss this is this triangle. Triangles are extremely important. And so these three aspects, which forms a triad, working with God, you know, for the earth, for the planet, this simple way of living, you stand in that tower. And this one who is overseeing you right now has great knowledge, has great power. She worked with this, and she is coming now today for you to connect with her, and she will give you the information that you need to collect. Now, let me talk a little bit about what you're saying with regards to internet marketing. What manner are you marketing?
What I want to be doing is to be sharing, information to where people can go purchase books at Amazon.com and different, I'll be sharing like the conference calls that you have. You know, I'll have links to that. It'll mainly.
Well, that's good, and I hope you have a link to the Yeshua series.
It's going. Yes, it's all coming. And I was given the names this morning, and I bought the domain names. One is spiritheartmedicine.com.
I like that.
And the other will be angelheartmedicine.com.
Very nice. Yes, very, very nice. See, you are opening up this, well, I can't say young woman because she has great wisdom, and her wisdom puts her beyond that persona of the young woman. She has the great wisdom of the older individual,
mm-hmm.
and the mature. So she's going to bring this maturity into your life of this great wisdom, and you connect with her, and she will give you information that you could use in your internet marketing.
Okay.
So how does that feel?
It feels, I'm tingling clear down to my feet.
Truth will do that to you, won't it?
It's taking
well,
me...
Well, you just enjoy the tingles, Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, Julie. The tingles are for you, dear.
That's awesome.
And it is truth. It is your time to open up to the truth. This is a great time of sharing. As a matter of fact, we did that journey of Jeshua's soul. We're still working on it. Lord Metatron gives me the questions, and that angelic side of myself, Alora, is the one who goes to the records and is bringing that forth. And so it is quite interesting. And something that will be happening for us in the beginning of January is we're building a website for Yeshua. He is going to be working with us and giving us his teachings that was actually lost 2,000 years ago. So we're real excited about that.
I'm very excited about that. That is just too, it's awesome. And I think with that, the broadband and global access to the internet now, it really is time for this to be out.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, I love it.
So, now that we have connected you with the one who will be guiding you and leading you, is there any other questions?
I just wondered if, I've heard you go back to the Akashic Records for people, and I was wondering if you could do that for me?
Well, I can, but we need a question because your record is so large.
Oh. My life's purpose, what I'm to do now, what was...
In this lifetime, correct?
Yes, this lifetime. What was my agreement, I guess?
Yeah. We come here and we lose that operational manual.
Yes, I know. I wish... I used to tell my daughter when she was a baby, I wrote her letters and I said, you didn't come with a manual.
Well, we really do have an operational manual, except it's in our back pocket. It's hard to get it out to read it. Okay, my dear Julie, let's see what we can find for you. I'm going back to that moment when you intended to come into this lifetime, and you are standing in front of what I call the board. This is a group of people, souls, and the group changes because there's a great deal of responsibility in what they do. And so the soul who is more advanced is able to request others to come in and help them. They have a lot more insight into the planning. They have a little bit more leeway as to how they're going to bring together that lifetime. And so that tells something about you, that you have advanced enough that you can participate in this planning. And the individuals that I say that are on the board, you stood in front of three of them at that time, and there was a fourth there that actually helped you choose those individuals who will work with you. And so you laid out this plan and what the plan was, and I know that you know this, Julie. You came here to be at this moment because of the new golden age that is coming forth. Now, how do those words make you tingle? You feel the tingle down to your feet with that one?
Yeah, very, very strong.
Yes. So you are one of the many who have come at this time to help bring in the new golden age. And a way to describe that is to bring heaven down to earth, to bring God's messages, to bring God's intent, God's will here on earth, and to put forth a platform so people could understand those words and be more apt to cooperate with one another. And so your mission is about bringing in information. And the bottom line of it is, it's not just bringing in information, but it is making the information available so people feel the essence of love. And you see, if we can feel the essence of love, and we can look upon our neighbor through loving eyes and feel that everyone on this planet is our neighbor, then what we will do is bring in great cooperation. And so that is the aspect that you are working on, my darling, bringing in cooperation among the many people in the world. And how you choose to do that is to bring forth what you believe and know is to be truth. And so if there is truth, there will be love. And if there is love, there will be cooperation. And so how does that make you feel?
Yeah, that makes me feel good. Yeah.
And so, you see, it is so simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We ponder over what we are to do, and sometimes we get anxious over it. And it's like, when am I going to find out what I'm going to be when I grow up?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and then the message is so simple. It is so beautiful in its simplicity,
mm-hmm.
that it is your time. You have the power to connect with what you were in the past. You now know what you promised to bring forth. And you also know that you are on your way. You know, you're working on the internet. You even have two websites, but titles are given to you. And so how cool is that?
It is awesome. It is so awesome.
It is.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Carolyn.
And I will just say before you go that when you do this work, as I do my work, it brings you great joy.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. To be here knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you contracted to do, and in that what you bring forth into your life is this immense quality of joy.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. And good luck to you. And you keep working with that Native American shaman in your meditations.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, for those out there who have not listened to our show before, and this is kind of new to you, that was an excellent demonstration of how we work with people. So if you have a question and you want to know, kind of sort out some of the confusion, because until you really get there and know, gee, what is my path? What did I choose to do? Am I on my path? There is confusion in your life, and it's going to show up someplace. Either things will not go right in your life, or you'll find stumbling blocks. This is Spirit's way of turning you inward, to make you think, to make you connect to your authentic self. We have another caller in your name.
Hi, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great, darling. What can we do for you?
I actually have a similar question to the one that the woman just before just asked. I've never had an Akashic reading.
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, it actually is. It's very interesting.
Is this the first time you've been to the show?
No, I've listened to you at least 3 times now.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I thought I'd call it.
So what's your question exactly?
Well, maybe it's along the lines of my life purpose, even though you're making it seem like it's something that's really simple that I should already know. I still want to ask.
It is. Now, you know, truly, here's the thing, Shane. It is simple. We really do know. But what happens is our reasoning mind gets in the way, and we start asking questions, and we don't trust. And this is what usually happens in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So let's take, because I really think you have had some urgings, some connection, some thoughts as to what you should be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell me about some of these thoughts that you might have.
Well, I'm really involved in the arts. I'm an actress.
Oh, you're an actress.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful.
Yeah. So I feel like it falls in that area or something creative.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Acting, you know, and the other arts, too, it is all part. You use the proper word, I do believe, is creating. Because,
yeah,
in a sense, we're all painting pictures for one another, aren't we?
I like that.
Yeah, so let me just take a moment and connect in the center of the cosmos. It's the cherubim angels that hold these records. And there is 2 of them right now with your record. And what I am asking them is, well, no, they actually want to go beyond that. I was going to ask, well, what did you choose to do this lifetime? But they want to go beyond that. They think it would be helpful to you to understand when your soul was created, what it was created for, and then we'll go to this time right before this lifetime to see what your commitment was.
Okay.
So they're taking me to that section, the very beginning of your record. And to explain how the souls were created, Shane, it was like this. I call God Source.
Mm-hmm.
The cherubim call him all there is, because there is a male-female aspect of this. But it is Prime Creator. And before the souls were really created, Prime Creator put forth a magnificent plan of how the cosmos was going to be developed, and in this great unknown that was in the cosmos, there was possibilities. And Source being so large, because Source is extremely large in its composition, could not come down and experience like we are experiencing here. So source must stay in the center of the cosmos. But what source did is took little particles of itself, and it was an interesting process. We won't go into how the process worked, but the little particles of source is what became eventually our souls. And so you are, and I am, and everyone else is, that soul that we carry is really little particles of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he made, or Mother, Father, God made this list, so to speak, of events that is called, some call it the tree of life, but it is a blueprint, a plan. Then each soul, group of souls, were called in to fulfill a certain part of the plan. And this is what the cherubim wanted you to understand,
that
when there came a time for souls to bring forth and demonstrate beauty, you were called forth. So the very central essence of your soul is about beauty.
What is the word that you're saying?
Huh?
Seedy?
I didn't hear you, dear.
I'm sorry. I think I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you say that one more time?
Okay. When the plan was examined and brought forth by source, and it came to the point of those souls who would be needed to bring forth beauty.
Beauty.
Things that are beautiful.
Got you. Oh, that's
that
great.
You came in with those group of souls who would explore and bring beauty into our lives.
Got you.
So that beauty could be as an actress. It could be as a musician. It could be as the artist. But it was that quality, that tenderness, that sweetness of understanding how to bring beauty into the human race.
Wow.
Because, you see, beauty, if one holds beauty in their sight, they understand love, don't they?
Got you.
So there's a very strong connection between beauty and love. And that is what you are all about, my darling. This is what you have experienced. This is what you have brought forth through all of your lifetimes, different aspects of beauty. They haven't all been the same because you have explored different ways that you could bring beauty to the human race. I see you, there was a time when you were a sculptress.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I see you working with marble. I see you in the Greek theater.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I see you also in the Roman theater. So theater had been an important part in your life. I see you in the past as being a musician. And this time you decided to follow the path of being an actress because you were so excited about the different methods where we have communication now with DVDs and so forth and movies,
mm-hmm.
that we have opportunities now that we didn't have in the past.
Yeah.
And so because of that, you chose that aspect of your role of bringing in beauty.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
That's awesome, and it also makes a lot of sense.
So you see, when you hear these things, the soul always recognizes truth.
Mm-hmm.
If something is true for you, you're going to feel it in your heart, you're going to feel it in your body. And that's why I ask people, when I tell them these things, how do you feel about that? Because your body will tell you if something is true for you.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. Cool.
It is cool. So have you been successful with working as being an actress?
Yeah, I have been. This year has not been that great. I'm hoping that next year is even better than this year, but in the past I've been pretty, I've had success, yeah.
Well, maybe what you need to do is to work a little bit on manifesting this for the next year.
Yeah, that's my whole December. It's going to be manifestation month. So, yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
So work on manifesting. You're on the right track. And if you're not working enough, then work a little bit more on the manifestation.
Yeah.
And if you wish, Lord Metatron is giving through me, we have free conference calls for people to manifest, and we've just had one recently. The recording will be put up on the website.
Oh, cool.
So you can, there is a place where you can sign up to join these, because there's going to be a group of about four conference calls where Lord Metatron is teaching people what manifestation is, how to manifest, and so you can sign up for that at the website.
I'll definitely look into it.
Yes, and we also have a free newsletter there. It's www.metatronminutes.com. So, you know, join. I do think you're on the right track. Just need to manifest a little more.
Yeah.
You need to bring some more prosperity and jobs along
there
with your chosen field.
It's happening.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Carolyn. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Now, getting back to what we started to talk about today was the mother energy. Mother Mary describes that, and she talks about life coming forth in the universe, that there were two blendings, the male force and the female energy. So the male-female is very much entwined in creation. And she says that female energy was from the mother. We can trace that energy back to Sophia energy. And that energy came from the void, from what the scriptures call chaos. And so at the very beginning of all life, there was the feminine, the priestess energy. The whole information, this whole part, very beautiful, is at the site www.cosmicconnections.com. And I want to stop here about the priestess energy. Is there anybody right now out there listening to my voice who has that sense of holding the priestess energy? I want you to give me a call, 877-876-5227, simply because this is time when the divine feminine, as you know, is coming to earth, and those who carry the priestess energy will be, I'm trying to think of a word to describe this, stirred. You will have a deep stirring into your heart that this is your time. This is the time of the divine feminine coming back and taking its place, and you as the priestess is playing a role in this. And I have this sense there is somebody out there who is feeling this priestess energy stirring within them as they hear my voice. Give me a call, 877-876-5227. I think there is a connection here waiting for you that has to do with the priestess energy. So, okay, and we have a caller. And your name, please.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Karen.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Karen. Tell me, did that ring a bell with you, this priestess energy?
Actually, I didn't hear that part. I had a pair of headsets on, and I had to take them off and switch into another pair of headsets.
Oh, well, let me tell you what the question was, because maybe you were responding and you didn't know it. I was talking about something that was on my website that talks about the very beginning of creation. There was the feminine, the priestess energy. And since the divine feminine is coming back to Earth at this time, it stirs those women who carry the priestess energy, and then you rang in. So I don't know if you're carrying the priestess energy and you felt the prompting, or you just happened to call in.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. I did, not that I do a lot of these internet testing or whatever, but I did do a test on a website just recently where it was you answer these questions and it tells you what tarot card you are or what tarot card symbolizes. And I was a priestess in that. So actually,
I love it.
It listed me as a priest, but it also did talk about the male female aspects. And, yeah.
I just love it. So you're my little priestess that called in.
There is so much connectivity. It's just amazing. It's awesome, really.
It really is awesome. We'll get into the priestess aspect, but let me ask you, why were you calling? Was there another question, or did it revolve around the priestess energy?
Well, you know, I listened to your first two callers, and I, like the other two, would like to hear something from the Akashic Records myself. I've never called in and done this, but I'd like to try anyway.
Kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The record that is in the center of the cosmos holds all of your experiences since your soul was created. So as you can imagine, it's quite large.
Right.
Was there a particular question? See, when people give us a question, then we know where to go and start looking. And so considering that there is so much information there, what part of that record did you wish to explore?
Well, again, like the last caller, I guess something to do with, or more specifically, the question would be, what did I sign up for?
What's on your operational manual, huh?
Right. Right. I have seen my life go in so many directions at different times, although the last 7 years, I've got to say, has been really a time of connectivity with me, with the universe, and to the point where I may have questioned my own sanity for several years in there. I went to psychiatrists, psychologists, and things like that. And but now I'm becoming more aware and more accepting of the experiences that have happened around me, with me, through me. And I'm a bit calmer about it. But I'm still
Before we go to the record, my dear, I want to explore this because I think this is really what's very important in your life right now. What kind of experience are you having that you feel is not normal in this respect? Because I think what you're really looking at here is a spiritual experience. And spiritual experiences are not always explained by rational minds because they don't include the spirit in their observation.
Right.
And this is what I want to explore. I think this is what you really need to be talking about.
Well, the things that I've sought help for in the past through the psychiatric and psychology world have been everything from precognitive dreams to what I would call visions, dream states that would continue on as I woke up, even long after I woke up, 5 or 10 minutes into being woke up. That's kind of the minimal stuff. A couple years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, I found myself speaking a Native American language that I've never been taught in my lifetime here, this time anyway. And, you know, I mean, there were things that just absolutely totally made me question my sanity, too. And now, you know, looking back on things and looking into my today, I think, I believe I've been channeling or I'm not sure the right wording on things, but I think, I don't know what to think exactly. But
well, let me explain to you first about a dream. When you have these kind of dreams, it is your soul speaking to you. They call it speaking to you through the back door. Because when someone does not face something in the front door, meaning, in other words, you and I are speaking right now. This is like the front door. Your thinking, your consciousness, your communication with other people. And if you do not address certain aspects of your personality through the front door, like thinking about it and talking about it, then it enters your dream state. So if a person is closed off to a certain aspect of their soul or their personality, it's going to show up through the back door in the dream state. And then the other thing that is very strong here is you opened up the back door, this information started coming through, and then you woke up and it continued. And so what that's telling you is that they're using the back door to open you up to something, and they want you to remember it. Your soul, when I say they, your soul, your higher mind wants you to work with this in the waking state so that you can remember and work with this consciously. Do you understand that?
I do. I believe that's true as well. I just recently, as of a couple days ago, started to write down my dream. And
excellent.
Yeah, finally, after all these years, I'm almost 40 years old now, and I started having precognitive dreams when I was 5. But, anyway.
See, nobody guided you. Nobody told you that was very important. Now, when you write these down, of course, you're going to put the date. It's also important, I do believe, is to put a little bit in there about what's going on in your life. Only a sentence or two. But I think more importantly is what you need to put in there is what's going on in world events. Are you bringing in visions of what's happening in the world?
I did it one time. I had a series of dreams. This would have been about 4 or 5 years ago. But it was very brief. It was just over a period of like 3 days. So.
Well, how do you feel when I say this, that is an aspect that you are being prompted to develop?
That scares me.
That's why you're not looking at it, because you're feeling fear over that.
It scares me because what I saw scared me.
Okay, but this is what is trying to come through you. And there are reasons for that, dear. You see, when we talk about the future, we are really talking about possibility. And so I want you to consider your visions from a little different perspective. What you are seeing in your visions does not have to come forth. What you're seeing in your visions is a possibility.
Right, okay.
And you are to write those down. You're going to communicate with people about this because you, along with others, have the power to change those possibilities. This is why you're going through this. Do you understand that?
Okay.
And I'll be a little bit more firm with you. You are a prophetess. You are a prophet. You're having these visions to bring forth to humanity so that humanity can change the consciousness and change the possibility that you're seeing in your visions. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So, do not be afraid. Do not be frightened of what you are seeing. What you are, dear one, is a gift to the world. And what you are doing is shutting this down because you're afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You have been sent to offer help to humanity at this time and this place. Do not shut down. Now, what I would suggest, if you're so inclined, and that is to go to my website, MetatronMinutes.com, and have a soul healing with Lord Metatron.
Okay.
If you're so inclined, we get on a telephone call together, we bring in Lord Metatron, and he helps clears, not helps, he does work with you in clearing these things, and he also has a gift for those who do call that is the tool that they can work with, and I think that you truly need that. Because you have come at this point in time to act like the guidepost to help humanity navigate around the dangers that are presenting itself in this world right at this moment.
Okay, I'm trying to write. What is your website address again?
Well, this particular one is www.metatron. MetatronMinutes minutes, MINUTES.com.
Okay.
This is the purpose for you being here.
This is what I signed up for.
This is what you signed up for, darling. Don't be afraid of it, because what you're bringing is a gift.
Great.
You see, I've done this work with Archangel Michael, and we've done this on conference calls where there has been world events that have been about to come forth, and there is a certain moment where possibilities become probabilities, and if the human consciousness steps in at that moment and makes a change, the event does not come to pass.
Yeah, I believe that's possible, definitely.
Well, this is what you're about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn.
My gratitude for you calling in. You're at this moment right now where you can be of great assistance to humanity, and bless you, Karen.
Thank you very much.
And if you feel so inclined, do try that. I think it would be of great help to you.
Okay, I will definitely go there and check it out.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thanks so much.
Blessings to you.
Thank you, and to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, we have one more minute to have a little bit of a discussion. We're on every Sunday at this time, and I want to end the show by telling each and every one of you how important you are. There is no one out there listening to my voice that has not come forth at this moment to be of assistance to yourself, to the world, because of the time that we are living in at this moment. Do not think for a moment that this is idle time. We all signed up for this moment, and there can be great glory coming out of this moment. And you are out there to play a part. And if you want to know about your part, call in next week. And I, Carolyn Evers, will be there to help you lead you over that bridge. Goodbye for now.